Well, good morning, Tim. Glad to have you back here on Press Pass.
Well, good morning, Pat. It's great to be with you and your listeners today.
Well, I understand that this weekend you had a chance to attend a screening of the completed William Fichtner film, Colebrook.
I did, yeah. It was really cool to see Colebrook, which was, you know, shot here, and then it premiered this past weekend at the Woodstock Film Festival in Woodstock, New York. So, over on the other side of the state. So we're very, very proud of Bill Fichtner, you know, who grew up in Cheektowaga for, really all of his sort of acting credentials and what he's accomplished in Hollywood and beyond. But, you know, there's a special pride about him sort of directing a movie now and actually, coming back to his hometown to shoot it. So we're really happy about it, and it really looks great. It really shows off Buffalo and Western New York, and they hope to get distributed very, very soon, but, you know, is making the rounds now on the film festival circuit.
So without providing any spoilers, can you tell us what the film's about?
Yeah, it's about two guys who work together and are really dear friends and really best friends. And it's really a story that talks about doing the right thing, you know, helping others. There's, you know, really no sex and no violence, the usual things that, make movies popular. But this is such a great, great movie. And it's really very family friendly and but also really just a great story and great movie. And, you know, if you look at Bill and his project here, he wrote it, he was one of the producers on it, he directed it, and of course he stars in it. So, you know, he's really taken this from the beginning to what we saw and culminated in Woodstock, New York this past weekend to really the end product.
What's the significance of the name Colebrook?
It's funny because everybody seems to ask that question. Bill has very fond memories of his college days in Cortland, New York. He had some friends who were up on Colebrook Road, believe it or not, and a farm there. And he used that as the setting for this movie. So, yeah, you know, he took a little license in shooting it here, but he was able to replicate, everything that he recalls from Colebrook Road in Cortland, New York. So, yeah, that's really where that title came from. So yeah, that's a great question, though.
So what else is happening here in Western New York in the film business this time of year?
Well, you know, I think it's a little bit of the calm before the storm. You know, we're looking at a few feature films that are, starting to plan out their shooting schedule for some times here in the upcoming months. But right now we have some television shows that are in Western New York shooting at different places. Our friends up in Niagara Falls, are working on a show up there that will appear on one of the big networks. And it's actually a reenactment of an event or an incident that occurred in history at Niagara Falls. So, you know, there's a crew in town doing that. And, we have just a whole variety of other things, TV commercials and TV programs. And it's, it's a cycle, but it's something that Western New York plays a pretty important part in their backdrop.
Well, Tim, we are out of time, but I want to thank you for taking the time again this morning to talk to us.
Well, thanks, Pat. It's always a privilege to join you.
My guest is Tim Clark, the head of the Buffalo Niagara Film Commission. I'm Pat Feldball, and you are listening to Press Pass on WBFO.